Welcome to Locked On Spurs, part of the Locked On Podcasting Network. I am your host, Jeff Garcia of News 4 San Antonio on Fox 29 San Antonio Spurs Zone. And you are in for a treat today, or maybe not. I don't know, depending on how you take it. But basically, it's game two later on tonight in Oakland, and San Antonio looks to even up the series against the Golden State Warriors in their opening round matchup. Hopefully they can find some sort of life, because going down 0-2 back to San Antonio would spell all sorts of disaster. And also on the show, we're going to be talking about, now brace yourself, this is a brand new topic, Kawhi Leonard. I know we haven't talked about him at all, but the latest development and what I think might be the final chapter for now in the Kawhi Leonard Spurs drama. Brace yourself, he's not coming back. Oh no, who would have thunk it? We're going to talk about that and a lot more on this episode of Locked On Spurs. And once again, I am joined by Mr. Two Shots Podcast himself, Joe Garcia. Joe, I'm pretty sure you were just like so shocked at the news that Kawhi Leonard was out for the rest of the postseason, as if he's going to play anyway. I mean, talk about so unexpected, right, Joe?
Yeah, man. I appreciate the sarcasm, too. I like how you're throwing that in, because it's just a rehash. Come on, people. You know, of stuff that everybody already knows, so... And breaking news, I think not.
Yeah, over the weekend, in case you did not know, advice from his own camp / doctors told him not to rejoin the Spurs. Now, Popovich also during the, at least game one, I believe it was before, even after, pretty much reiterated his stance that if he's going to come back, you got to talk to him and his camp. Looked a little salty if you're looking for my opinion. He didn't look too happy about that issue. But, Joe, I want to dig a little deeper aside from the fact that he's just going to be out. And simply this, it's the time already. This is the beginning of the end of Kawhi Leonard in his Spurs uniform.
Who knows, man? The only way to tell for sure is the Spurs offer that Supermax contract and he turns it down. That's all you need to know. And until I hear that, it's all speculation to me at this point.
Yeah, I'm in the camp of, you know, I think it's done. I think his image has been tarnished a lot. Now the national media, I believe it was like the Daily News beat reporter for the NBA, even the national media on TV are starting to call him out directly saying, way to go, don't even be with your team for the postseason. Now, to be clear, according to the report, the Spurs also did okay him being away from the team. So there's that. But nevertheless, Joe, there is that specter of his image starting to get tarnished. Let's face it, Joe, we've talked about this a lot. Spurs fans, I believe now, are completely turning their back on him, calling him out whenever they have a chance, putting him down for not making any type of a return or statement. You know, at the end of the day, that part of it, of this story, is all on Kawhi. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it is. But, you know, at the same point, I have to take in consideration from a mental standpoint. The Spurs are already mentally exhausted. And what I think what's going to happen, and the reason why I think they said, you know what, Kawhi, we clear you to stay away from us. They don't really want the unwanted attention and the media circus that will ensue if Kawhi Leonard did show up on the sidelines, you know, out there on the bench, should I say. It would just cause distractions and unwanted attention. And I think right now the Spurs know that they need to focus on the task at hand, which is the juggernaut that is the Golden State Warriors. So on their side of things, I think they're doing exactly what they need to do. And Kawhi Leonard would just, to me, be a distraction on the bench for the San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah, there is that angle of being a distraction. Of course, it'd be a media circus if they see him in uniform, or let alone just on the sideline. He probably won't talk to reporters as usual, but of course, Popovich and the rest of the team will be bombarded with questions regarding him and his status with San Antonio. In a way, Joe, I am glad that, I mean, now, to be clear, the Spurs have not officially said he is done for the rest of the postseason, like he played anyway, but at least that's what the reports are saying. But in a way, I'm glad, because one, if the report is true, he's not coming back, then good. You know, hopefully that will be the nail in the coffin regarding Kawhi Leonard this season. Now, of course, everything's going to get kicked up once the offseason begins. And that was going to be the big question heading into the Spurs vacation. So there it is. Kawhi Leonard is not coming back. I know. Craziness. But hopefully it's for the better. And hopefully fences can be mended mended, hearts can be repaired, and the team and the Spurs can come together in the offseason. Because, Joe, let's face it, if the Spurs were to see arguably the third best player in the league walk away and demand a trade, that'd be brutal for this franchise.
Yeah, man, this Kawhi debacle kind of reminds me of that girlfriend, man, that just took off with another guy. But she keeps coming back to you, and you keep taking her back because she does bad things, man, and you just can't let her go.
Oh, well, there you go. On that note, we're going to put aside the Kawhi Leonard Spurs drama, the latest news, and move on to the matter at hand, and that is your Spurs taking on the defending champs. Joe, it was not pretty in game one. As mentioned, the Spurs are down in the playoff series with the defending champs, 0-1. They got blasted out of Oracle, 113-92. Joe, every facet of the game was all Warriors. I cannot pinpoint one thing that the Spurs did great or decent. Maybe craziness has happened. They actually limited their turnovers to 13, which is pretty good in my opinion. But other than that, the Spurs are just pretty much outmanned, outclassed, outshined, everything in that game one. Your general thoughts before going to game two?
Oh yeah, man. There's no doubt in anybody's mind this was complete and utter domination by the Golden State Warriors from start to finish. The Spurs really didn't have a chance. They didn't come out with the energy to get it done from the get-go, as, you know, DeJounte hinted at after the game. Spurs were just not mentally prepared. Physically, they were there and they battled, but mentally, they just checked out. So, yeah, you know, it turns into a loss.
Yeah, and a loss it was. Now, look, this is a Spurs team that is coming in without their main player. And with that situation in hand, you would think that LaMarcus Aldridge would just have a beast of a game. And I thought, you thought, many others thought outside of Los that, hey, you know, LaMarcus Aldridge is going to be the one to dominate this series. And he did not, Joe. Were you surprised that LaMarcus Aldridge did not put up those beastly numbers as he has been doing during the regular season?
No, I wasn't surprised at all because, you know, Golden State was going to come at LaMarcus, you know, and change the lineup somewhat and give him something different to, you know, kind of rattle him. But, you know, along with that and this, you know, double, triple teaming him and putting JaVale McGee on him, kind of, you know, threw him for a loop. And that's expected in the playoffs. You know, it's a different type of season. Things are faster. The teams come at you harder. And unfortunately for the Spurs, if you take LaMarcus out of the equation, you dare the other, you know, role players to step up and beat you. And that's exactly what Golden State did. Just didn't happen in the Spurs' favor. But surprising? Nah, not a lot.
I am a bit surprising in the sense of that how did the Spurs did not see that coming? Everybody saw that coming a mile away. They're going to double, triple team LMA. You know, everybody's got to be on their game. And to me, in my opinion, and Popovich's statement himself, the Spurs looked like they were a deer in headlights. I mean, come on. I mean, I get it. You know, DeJounte Murray, he's a young kid. We forget about that sometimes. Bryn Forbes, Derek White. You know, these Dallas Spurs fans are getting their taste of NBA playoffs action, but they had to be prepared. And I'm a little disappointed in the fact that they were not mentally prepared. That is shocking to me. Popovich usually has his teams raring to go, and they did not look like they were raring to go. Joe, is this simply just that the Spurs maybe as a whole are just a little bit more inexperienced than the Warriors right now, considering they got to rely on a Derek White at points in game one, or DeJounte Murray, a Bryn Forbes, who had us on a good game, et cetera, et cetera. What are your thoughts?
Body language tells a lot. It tells you everything that you need to know. And what I'm hinting at is the Spurs are mentally exhausted, man. They're tired of having to answer questions about Kawhi Leonard. Where's Kawhi? Why isn't he on the bench? And the guys, you know, they try to tune things out and they say that they don't listen, but you can't help but listen. And I think that aspect of the game, as far as the mental point of it or the mental aspect of it, they're exhausted. They got nothing left. Even Greg Popovich, when he has to answer questions about Kawhi consistently, even less, you know, you hinted at earlier, you know, in the podcast, he kind of looked a little, you know, perturbed, a little bit upset and annoyed by having to answer Kawhi Leonard questions yet again. I think all that, it plays on your mind and you just get exhausted. You know, I think Popovich didn't have his team as mentally prepared And I, you know, that falls on him as a coach. If your team's not mentally prepared, that's on you. But I think at this juncture, they're just all exhausted, including the coach himself. So there's really no fix for that other than the Spurs have to get their minds right. And whatever it is that they have to do as a group, talk with each other, I don't know, have a kumbaya moment, you know, s'mores and making s'mores and over a campfire, whatever, dude, they got to do that. You know, they got to come together as a group, as a team, and kind of just put this Kawhi nonsense behind you. Focus on the task at hand, which is the Golden State Warriors. You're in the playoffs. There's no other way to say it other than man up and deal with it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's what the Spurs are going to have to do in game two is simply man up, show up, because going down 0-2 back to the Alamo City is pretty much all sorts of problems. So let's go ahead and dive into game two now. Game two, again, in Oracle, the Spurs will be looking to do something that they could not do in the regular season. And as of right now, in the postseason, that is win on the road. The Spurs overall carryover from the regular season have now lost 9 straight away from San Antonio. And again, they're going to have to do something that they couldn't do for the most part of the season. That's win on the road. So, Joe, you know, hostile territory once again. They're coming off an embarrassing loss. What is your first key to a Spurs win tonight?
They got to get some help for LaMarcus, man. They can't just rely on him to do everything on the offensive end. And what I need to see out of the Spurs is a change in the lineup in order to get LaMarcus help. You need everybody out there to score. And it's hard for LaMarcus to get out there and get in a comfortable position to score when you're getting double and triple teamed. And what I think needs to happen is Popovich needs to insert a Rudy Gay into the starting lineup. And you know what? Just for the heck of it, put Derek White in there. And you know, and if this lineup doesn't work, what's the harm in it? Let him play 2 or 3 minutes. If you're not getting production, you know, go with what you had before. But to me, that's going to be instrumental in the Spurs being able to keep up offensively with the Golden State Warriors. You need to get points from somewhere. And your starting lineup right now, I'm sorry, man, but it's trash. A Patty Mills, Garden, Kevin Durant, and you got Kyle Anderson in there, not even scoring 1 point. No, that to me shows you everything you need to know. And it's been said before, numbers don't lie, and those numbers look nasty.
Yeah, that they do. You know, look, when you see a 5'6" nothing, Patty Mills trying to defend KD, not going to result in positive news for San Antonio. Now, as far as my key to a Spurs win tonight to even up the series is simply this: start off strong. The Spurs only mustered up 17 points in that first quarter in game one and pretty much gave all the momentum to Golden State. Look, Golden State was coming into game one beaten, battered, doubted that maybe this is not going to be the repeat season for Golden State. They finished the season very subpar, I believe, 10-10 in the last 20 games. But the Spurs team gave them life. They just simply did not show up. I say come out, pop them in the mouth, be the first one to just throw the haymaker and knock them out. And I'm talking about everybody has to contribute, not just LaMarcus Aldridge. The Warriors are going to do the same game plan, swarm him. Bryn Forrest, Patty Mills, Bertans, Rudy Gay, Tony, everybody to a man has to step up the game to a different level. And the first thing they can do is start off the game strong, set the right tone for it, play Spurs basketball, dominate that first quarter, and that'll make everything interesting. Joe, what is the final key to a Spurs win?
All boils down to defense. If you can't play Spurs defense, in which we saw, you know, in the earlier part of the season, even after the All-Star break, it's just the last couple of games of the season where they kind of faltered. If they can't get back to playing great defense, I mean, it's going to be a gentleman's sweep. And, you know, you have to be able to kind of keep up with them and match their intensity. And right now, the Spurs on the defensive end, they weren't able to do anything against the Warriors. You know, it's kind of like having a Pinto go out in a drag race against a Camaro. Who do you think is going to win that race? You know, right now, the Spurs are the Pinto, man.
Yeah, I said we're right there. Yeah, Spurs do not look like Spurs on the defensive end Right now, the Spurs were tied for first in the NBA in the regular season at opponents' points per game, and they ranked very high in opponent three-point percentage and opponent field goal percentage, block shots, steals, you name it. Defense was their, well, one of their very few bread and butters this past regular season. The Spurs were away for that. They allowed the Warriors to score 20-plus points in each and every quarter. They were outscored three out of the four quarters. In the fourth quarter, it was pretty much garbage time, and the Spurs barely won that quarter, 29-27. If the Spurs are going to have any say in this series, they got to bring in the defensive end. Now, I get it. This is a Warriors team that is an offensive juggernaut, even without Steph Curry. And you know what? If Steph Curry is not on, you know, on the court, obviously he won't be. Take advantage of that. Expose Quinn Cook. Expose whoever they trot out there at the point guard spot. Just DeJounte Murray, attack, attack, attack. Tony Parker, show us what life you have left in those legs. Derek White, you know, go out there and be explosive. I mean, just roll the dice and take advantage of that spot. But, yeah, the defense wins titles. The Spurs did not look like they were going to win a title in game one based on their performance on the defensive end, so they definitely have to do that. All right, so those are our three keys to a Spurs win tonight in Oracle, but we want to hear what you have to say. Email me at jeffgarcia74@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at jeffgspurszell. Joe?
Yeah, and you can find us at Two Shots Podcast, which is spelled out TWOSHOTS podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And you can check us out on the World Wide Web at twoshotssa.com.
There he goes, www, World Wide Web.
Yeah.
Still going at it, listeners. He's still showing how old he is.
Yes, sir.
All right, well, with that, for Joe Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia, and we're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.